Welcome to 2012 Journey to Evolution. I am your host, Tamborine Borelli, and I'm so excited to bring this show to you. This is the flagship show, and I'm here with my very special friend who's sharing this moment with me. She's my co-host for tonight, and it is Catherine Flick. Say hi, Catherine.
Hello.
I'm just going to kind of give you an overview of subject matter that I'll be delving into in detail each show, but I'm going to give you a little bit all throughout this one. Basically, 2012, Journey to Evolution, it is the title of my forthcoming book. And the subject matter is really my journey, my personal journey of evolution, being born a Catholic, coming through almost every religion that there really is. I was a Muslim, a born-again Christian, I was a witch, I was an initiate of ancient knowledge, and basically my journey of finding my own power, taking it back from those whom I gave it to, and discovering my own divinity, my own power to create my own reality. And within that, basically, I want to help anyone else that can see themselves in my story. Tonight, I want to talk about where the evolution of matter and spirit meet and what that has to do with 2012. Catherine, do you have a couple questions that Catherine helps facilitate some of the speaking engagements I do, and these are some of the frequently asked questions.
Want all of them or the first one?
Just the first one.
Okay. A lot of people are asking the question, what is Evolution 12 and how does it correlate to 2012, now that we're, most everybody's familiar with that after this recent movie?
I actually didn't see the movie, did you?
Nope.
Well, let me tell you first what Evolution 12 is. I'm going to give you a little background in terms of, basically, it is a combination of soul psychology and a frequency that I've been working with that goes by many different names. I say it goes by many different names because in my research, I've identified the same frequency. It has the same signature. It does the same things. It has the same effects, but based on who it's coming through, it goes by different names. I'll take it back to June of this last year. I was at a point where I was waiting and wanting the next level of experience. You know, I wanted to know what I didn't know that I needed to know to get to the next level, you know, of what I was doing here, what my purpose was. So I kind of just said it out loud in my living room by myself. I didn't think anyone was listening, but literally within a day, I got an email, and it was a link to Bringers of the Dawn, and it's a book that was channeled in 93 by Barbara Marciniak, and she does Pleiadian channelings. Basically, I clicked on that YouTube. It was the book being recited by this animated woman, and I was mesmerized by it. I listened to it, I'd say, 3 or 4 days straight. They prompted me to fill my body with what they called the pillar of light, and I had never really heard that term, but I was game because I was open for anything. So when I did that, strange things started to happen. My TV would turn on by itself and turn off. That happened twice within a week, and lights started to blow out in my kitchen. And at night, I would have hot sweats, tossing and turning. I couldn't sleep. And my muscles felt like it was involuntary muscle movement. My hands would twitch. I felt like I had leg jumps, and clearly something was happening. I wasn't quite sure what it was. Until my dog, Chico, had a growing cyst on his back, and it was getting bigger and bigger. And frankly, I was getting scared because the bigger it got, the more I knew I had to do something, and I didn't want him to have to go to surgery. So I just intuitively put my hand over him. I had never healed anyone, ever tried to heal anyone, or anything close to that, but I just put my hand over it almost just out of frustration and just wanting that situation to be different. And I saw the tumor just collapse. And then I kind of forgot about it. And I was holding him maybe about 5 or 6 days later, and I was like, oh my God, it literally was gone. I was like, you know, something's really going on. So I believe that experience drew to me the call I got next. And it was a friend of mine in Los Angeles. She said, you've got to read Eric Pearl's book. I'm like, who the hell's Eric Pearl? You know, she says, oh, he's talking about Pleiadians. And another thing I forgot to say about the Pleiadian channeling of Bringers of the Dawn was that they were talking about our 12 strands of DNA, our original 12 strands of DNA. And there was something about that that struck such a chord inside of me of truth that is what mesmerized me and kept me listening to that book day after day after day. And I believe that was the impetus of all those strange happenings. They said that it would begin to rebundle my DNA. And so after I clicked on Eric Pearl, he's talking about our original 12 strands of DNA. There's some type of Pleiadian connection. I wasn't sure exactly what. I hadn't read the book, but I was like, I'm drawn to this. I went and trained with him in Los Angeles, and, you know, before I knew it, I was coming back home, and I started a reconnective healing practice. Because Lord knows, I wasn't going to take the pillar of light and whatever happened with my dog and make a practice out of it. It just wasn't going to happen. But through this established organization, the Reconnection, I had the confidence to do that. Within, I'd say, days after I began that practice, 25 people, I think I did, within the first week, and it was just amazing. This frequency, it was a multidimensional frequency. Interesting things would happen. People would go into a theta state. They would see things, smell things, taste things, feel people feeling, being touched, and there was no one else in the room but me. And, you know, blood work coming back normal when they had cancer, or they, you know, their white blood cells were perfect when they were just radiated, you know, almost to death from cancer. Spinal injuries coming into alignment after one treatment, cataracts after one treatment, seeing clearly, hearing being restored. I mean, all these wild things that just started to happen. One thing I did notice, and I'm bringing it back to this definition of what Evolution 12 is and how it correlates to 2012. There was this one woman. She came to one of the information evenings, and I had never met this woman before. And after the presentation, I asked everyone if they'd like to feel the frequency. Again, whatever you want to call it, the pillar of light, the reconnective healing frequency. I mean, there's as many names for it as there are people around the world. But for the sake of clarity, we'll just call it the frequency. I went around and let people feel the frequency. And about 10 minutes after that, this woman says, you know, I've been sitting here trying to discount what you've been saying, but I cannot ignore what's happening for me right now. And so she went on to say that for 30 years, she's had 10 rods and 20 pins in her spine. She was sitting there in a level 9 pain because she didn't take one of the 4 narcotics that she's prescribed for her pain. She said that she was just recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And also, she'd been deaf in her right ear since she was 15. So, I mean, everything, one thing after another that she was saying, my jaw just dropped further and further down. Like, I had no idea, you know, what this woman's issues were that was sitting in front of me for the past hour. So she says, by the time you got to the third person from me, abruptly, my pain was not there, and I kept trying to move my body in a way where I could feel the pain. And she says, I could not find it. And as she began to tell me the story, she says, and then all of a sudden I hear this high-pitched ringing in my right ear, and I could hear my daughter speaking to me that was sitting on my right-hand side. And little bit by little bit, I'm hearing almost a subtle irritation in her voice about it. I just made a note of it, and I kind of just, you know, went off of it. Then she says, you don't understand. You didn't even give me a session. I didn't even come to you for a session. You just walked by. I said, well, you know, it's not really me. It's just, I guess, how this thing works, you know? And then she says, I came here and took my blood sugar. It was at 201, and I've had a glass of wine and cheesecake. And she pricked her finger and showed me her blood, you know, one of those diabetes blood counters or scales or measures, whatever it is, and it was 165, which logically it would seem it would be higher than 201. And so, you know, I was like, wow, you know, her daughter that was there was crying. I've never seen my mom not in pain. And it was kind of a mixed emotion thing going on. There was gratitude, but yet there was this slight irritation. I couldn't put my finger on it. I ran into her a week later, and she was in her cane again, and she says, I got pushed back in my cane. And I said, well, I wanted to say, who did the pushing? And, you know, God bless her, because she was courageous enough to say, you know, I don't know who I am without my pain. My whole identity is wrapped and paired within my pain, my relationship with my family, my husband, everything. And when you took it from me, I was scared to death. So that experience and a few other ones led me to see that within doing this work of healing, if you want to call it that, balancing, because this balances on every level, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, what I started to see is that this frequency only went to the degree that people allowed it to, subconsciously or consciously. It acquiesces to your will. So I was seeing, well, you know, she's attached to her pain, or some of us are attached to our issues, our unresolved issues. So then came my background in soul psychology. Before I did this work, I was a soul psychologist. What is soul psychology? Sometimes people call it spiritual psychology. It is the study and practice of the art and science of human evolution in consciousness. And basically what that boils down to is whatever disturbs your peace is what an unresolved issue is. And it avails tools to be able to take those blind spots and bring them straight front and center for you to see them, see what the root is, and be able to dismantle that issue straight away without any long, prolonged years of psychotherapy. How do I know? Because I used the tools first on my unresolved issues. How do I know it works? Because it worked for me. And I had elephant suitcases of baggage, believe me. It was not a pretty sight. But I began to see, well, the value of bringing back into my practice this soul psychology and pairing it with this frequency, whose intention really is to evolve your DNA. Healing is a byproduct of it because it brings you into balance. Everything that is vibrating lower or slower than this frequency, i.e. disease, pain, you know, imbalances, they come into balance just based on physics, unless you have an attachment to it. So my goal and my aim is to assist those who have those blind spots, don't really know even what they are, but they know they experience the same blocks in their life, the same blocks in their relationships, the same blocks in their feeling of worthiness to experience a higher version of themselves. So that is evolution 12. 12, which insinuates the 12 layers of DNA. And I say layers purposely because they really aren't strands. They're layers. It's almost like a pot of pasta sauce. Borelli, what do you want? Of course, I'm going to correlate it to pasta sauce. You don't say, oh, there's the bay leaf, or there's the garlic, or, you know, there's the olive oil. It's just good. It just tastes good, you know, and that's the way DNA is, how it has been conveyed to me. It is like a soup or bath water. You know, it's all kind of just there waiting to be activated. So the correlation of evolution 12, the 12 layers of DNA, and 12 in regard to this very hyped 2012. So 2012, journey to evolution, it's a journey, you know, it's a journey in regard to unraveling the unresolved issues. It's a journey in activating and rebundling our original 12 layers of DNA, coming to a fully functioning human being, the way we were intended to be. So all of that plays a part in this new era that is so hyped up. 2012, in some people's minds, it's doomsday. Well, it can be doomsday if you want it to be doomsday, or it can be something else. And that's another aspect that I will do whole shows on, whole shows in regard to how do we choose a version of 2012 that is to our liking and that has nothing absolutely to do with death and destruction, but has everything to do with a beautiful era of not just peace, because peace can be such a cliche. It has everything to do with a people, a culture, and a way of being that says, I choose love over fear. That's what 2012 and beyond is about. And I'm so excited to get into the esoteric aspect of how that's possible. I mean, getting into, and again, I'm just going to touch on it and give you a little teaser. In regard to the electron circles the nucleus of the atom. It looks like a cloud because it is holding every possible potential that there is, waiting for your command, kind of like with that frequency. It acquiesces to your will. So wherever your mind is, wherever your consciousness is, wherever you believe that could be, not just philosophically, but what you believe from, excuse the expression, balls to bones, what you really believe, and you choose what version of reality you want to experience. So on that note, I think we can take a little bit of a break, and we'll continue in just a minute.
To take me there. Take me back to a place, the place where I never die and never cry. And never again. diamonds sprinkled in the sky. I scan to the left, and you open your
Welcome back. I wanted to give the call-in number for anyone who would like to call in and chat a little bit. The number is 888-815-9756. And if you're looking for a pen, I'll give you 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. The number again is 888-815-9756. I would like to just talk a little bit more about the esoteric content that I intend to cover on this show. And one of them is one of my favorites. My favorite subject of all time is multidimensional selves and parallel realities. That, I mean, I could talk all night about that. Has anyone ever seen Groundhog Day? And believe it or not, there still are some people that have never seen that Bill Murray movie. But it is, honestly, you've got to have that in your collection because reality is just like that. For anyone who hasn't seen the movie, Bill Murray is this newscaster, and he's in some little town, and he literally repeats the same day over and over again, and he goes through so many stages of his own evolution, his journey, you know, first becoming frustrated with the fact that he keeps repeating the same day. He even tries to commit suicide, and no matter how many times he tries to end this forever day, 6 o'clock in the morning, he wakes back up to his alarm. And when he just allows that, he begins to evolve. He begins to create the highest version of himself. By the end of the movie, he is literally a completely different person. And so I say it's just like that because, you know, from my experience and my perspective, we keep doing this timeline over and over and over again. And, you know, I used to be concerned sharing some of this personal information that I've experienced, thinking, oh, my God, people are going to think I am just bananas. They're going to think I'm just straight up nuts. But you know what? it's a cool place to be when you just don't care. You just don't care. I just don't care anymore. So I'm just going to share what's true for me and what I've experienced. And if anyone can relate to it, that's so cool. And if anyone thinks I'm nuts, you're probably right. And that's all right. So there was a time in the 90s, I was living in Chicago, and it was around the time that the movie Matrix came out. And all I can tell you is that I was on the L train, and I experienced this sensation of, the only way I can describe it to you is being downloaded. Like my person, my consciousness, who I was, it felt like I was like a restart button had been pushed. Like with Bill Murray, it was the alarm clock at 6 a.m, but it didn't happen like that for me exactly. It's like I was on the train. I remembered the minute before. I remembered the week before, the hour before. But for some reason, in that one moment, in that one nanosecond, it was as if I was aware that I had started again. Almost like I had done, say for instance, let's just say for the sake of the argument, say I did the timeline up until the version of 2012 that was in that movie. You know, the huge destruction, the huge tidal waves and all that. And all of a sudden, you know, after that, you know, was over, my soul or my consciousness is, okay, we're going to do this again. We're going to try it again and see how far we get next time. Let's download to 1998, February 23rd at 4 o'clock on the L train. Because after that L train, you got off at this street on Jackson. But because you got off at Jackson, it went into a timeline that led into you becoming a part of the fear-based reality where death and destruction was the end of 2012. So this time, you do something different. And how do you know to do something different? Well, because your soul is a recorder, and your soul records everything. So you may not consciously know why you're getting off on a different street, but something in you says, you know what? Today I think I'm going to take the scenic route and I'm going to get off on, you know, it's been a lifetime since I've been in Chicago, so I can't readily think of a street name, but you get the point. That's how I believe it works. Now, why this makes so much sense to me now, years later, is because all the experiences I've had from that point in time, the past 10 years or so, it all is like a puzzle, and each experience begins to be a little piece that now I'm beginning to see a complete picture, and it is wild. It is truly stranger than fiction. I remember in Chicago, before I left Chicago to go back to Los Angeles, I had the most vivid, quote, dream that I looked outside of the 18th floor window of my townhome, right on Lakeshore Drive, and saw the most ominous wall of water coming towards me. I felt what it felt like for the water to unhinge this townhome. I heard the noise of steel and everything just crumbling under its magnitude. And I knew and I felt the feeling that I am about to die. And I just chalked that up as a dream until I left Chicago and moved to Los Angeles and had the same thing looking out of my window. Same dream, except I was in a different place. And I had that same dream again when I moved here to Washington. Now, keeping that in mind, it would make sense then. Say that did happen. Say I did die in that wall of water, and say my consciousness said, well, let's do it again. And so that timeline, I actually did leave Chicago and went to Los Angeles. But in that timeline, in Los Angeles, I never came to Washington because the wall of water, I met with the wall of water there. Are you still with me? It's the most bizarre concept, but I have to tell you, it rings the truest to me, just like I know my own name, it's almost like I know in a part of me that that is exactly how it is. Those sensations and that awareness of that being downloaded back in, or that restart button, since then, it was years. It would happen very infrequently. Since I've been living here in Washington for the past 3 years, I can't tell you how many times I have that sensation, that restart button. It makes total sense to me. And because it is a favorite of mine, look forward to those topics on this show, especially in regard to 2012, because I would put my life on it that we absolutely have the power and the choice to choose which version of 2012 that we experience. It is not the end. It is only the end if you believe it's the end. You are the one who is writing this thing, directing this thing, producing this thing in your own personal movie. But like any other movie, you always have alternate endings. So the point is, what do you want to experience? That's the bottom line. It really is just the bottom line. So I'm going to go to Catherine now and see, do we have any other questions we can answer? Again, if you want to call in, 888-815-9756.
Catherine?
One example in regard to an era of choosing love over fear. I'm going to tell you just a little story about this cat. You know, I love animals. I have 3 dogs. And they are my stereotypical babies. I've never actually been a cat person. I have a practice here in Rainier, Washington, and there has been a, quote, office kitty that people have been feeding for about 9 years. It's been a stray cat, a feral cat, a very wild cat. No one has ever really been able to pet it or anything. And I took a liking to this cat. And about a month ago, I really started to get just connected to this cat. And I started to feed the cat. Last week, I was there, and I was drawn to just really spend some time with this cat. It's like we were connected in some way. But the lady that had been feeding him for the past 9 years walked up and saw the cat, you know, nuzzling me and purring with me and allowing me to pet it. She says, I've been feeding this cat for 9 years, and he's never come up and let me touch him that way, you know? And so I'm thinking, wow, you know, love. This cat knows that I love it, you know? I brought it wool blankets. We had a cold spell here. And I was worried about the cat. I really cared about this cat. So I believe it sensed it. I bought it new eating bowls and got it a little carpet for its little paws so it wouldn't be cold while it was eating. I mean, just little things like that. I think it transferred in consciousness. So anyway, I'm there with this cat one night about a week or two ago. And I'm there until like 11 o'clock at night. And let me tell you something about the power of love and lessons that nature can give you if you're open to getting the lesson, especially about love, because nature is the closest thing to love and to God, and that's my humble opinion. It's taught me more things than anything or anyone. I was wanting to pet this cat, and then I kind of heard, you know, that internal voice, like not necessarily an audible voice, but that internal voice that it said to me, you know what, you want to pet this cat for you, you know, be sensitive to what this cat is wanting, you know. And then I was like, you know what, love isn't necessarily about the outward affection, the outward, like say if I just wanted to pet that cat, that was for me to get some kind of hit, some kind of, you know, to do something for me. But something said to me, sometimes love is just being present with someone, not having to have the outward expressions of affection. Love is deeper than that at times. Affection is the expression of it sometimes. But love really is just the presence. So I said, okay, let's just be here together. And I sat with that cat for maybe 2 hours, him just curled up on the little welcome mat and me I was sitting outside my office, leaned up against the wall and just like, okay, let's just be here. And I'm telling you, after 2 hours, that cat got up and stretched and came and gave me permission and says, now, okay, you can pet me. I must have pet that cat for another 2 hours. And just the profundity of the power of love, true love, you know, and it just was, it really was a deep lesson for me in regard to that. And I think that this era coming in is all about that, choosing love over fear. Love overpowered that stray feral cat's fear. And it taught me something about love and about fear. So priceless. Anything else from the question peanut gallery? Again, 888-815-9756 if there are any callers.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking here about 2012, and we're talking about energy and frequency mm-hmm. and change. And I would like you to address the now as we live in this time of change. And what are we experiencing now as human beings? What does that change look like in terms of the human experience?
Oh, my God. Am I the only one, or does anyone else lately, has anyone else been feeling just that they're going nuts, that they're just crazy? I mean, Catherine, have you been feeling that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sometimes, and I was talking to a friend a couple hours ago, and he was saying, sometimes I feel so empowered and I'm so clear, but there's other moments where I feel literally like I want to just go outside and scream, like I'm literally going insane. And I'm like, yeah, it's just like that. I feel just like that, where you can't really, or I can't really put my finger on it, but it's this feeling of just being cattywampus, if I can use that term. A friend of mine used to use that. I was like, what the hell is cattywampus? But I totally get it because that's how I've been feeling. A lot of people that I've spoken to have been feeling the same thing. Some people have explanations of what that is. They liken it unto just the energetics that is present now on Earth. The transition, this shift, it's an energetic shift. It's from 3D to 4D to 5D, you know, it's a higher vibration. I heard someone say today that, you know, it comes in waves for our bodies to adjust, you know. If we did it all at once, we would literally explode. But for those of us who have chosen to be a part of this new era that's coming in, you know, we get doses of it just so our body can calibrate to the higher frequency little bit by little bit. And they said that some of the examples of feeling that is heart palpitations, maybe some melancholy, or sometimes you feel a little depressed and there's really no reason. You know, you can... Women, I know I did. I'm just going to go ahead and claim that for myself. I was like, oh, it's just hormones. But it was a little bit more than hormones, you know. Just feeling achy, you know, joints and muscles just being sore inordinately, like for no apparent reason. I mean, I know I haven't really done anything to be sore. So these are the types of things. And I'm like, okay, well, it's just a part of this process, you know, and sometimes you know, it's like just being with that and allowing it to be what it is, not having to control it, not having to make it something, you know, wrapped up in pretty paper and make it nice, you know? It's like just allow it to be what it is, hold on, and it will shift into a different experience, you know? Just allowing it to be what it is. And on a soul level, if you've chosen to be a part of this new era in 2012, you're going to make it. It's going to be all right. It's going to be fine. You just listen to that inner voice, because within you is the best knower. It's the best teacher. One of my greatest teachers, Rampha, said, and I'm paraphrasing right now, but that you are your best teacher within your own self. You are the best knower. You are the best master. You know, the power is within you. And I tend to agree with him, you know, no matter what anyone says. I mean, whatever I say, you know, that's just my experience. It doesn't mean it's right. It's just my experience. You know, whatever's true for you is true for you. But all I know is I'm excited for what's coming. 2012 Journey to Evolution is where the evolution of matter and spirit meet. Matter in the sense of our human self, our humanness, you know, the things we deal with on a daily basis, you know, we've got relationships with people, whether it's our family, our children, our pets, our loved ones, our lovers, our husbands, wives. I mean, the people in our lives are the ones who are our mirrors, the ones who give us countless opportunities to own the things that we have left to own, to resolve, to become at peace with. Because again, unresolved issues are only things that disturb your peace. So the evolution of matter is evolving those emotional patterns that we have. What are we addicted to? What way of being would we like to not have be how we are? You know, what types of relationships do we keep having? They're different people, different faces, but they're the same outcome. Why is that? And the question is, are you committed to evolving out of that? And if you are, then hey, help is always just a thought away. You know, you put that out there in consciousness that you want to evolve from that, then trust me, the phone will ring, an email will come. It is almost instant. Is that a word? Instantaneous. Okay, I think we have a caller. Bill.
Hi,
from
Tambourine.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Dale. I'm calling from Florida.
How you doing?
Well, pretty good. I just wanted to say welcome. You know, I've been listening to you, and I'm burning the midnight oil down here on the East Coast.
Ah, that's cool.
But, yeah, listen, I really do. I'm one of those few that, I'm actually one of the many now that are waking up, and I've been awake since November. And I can identify exactly to what you're saying.
That's cool.
I wanted to ask you, your 2012 Journey to Evolution, I went on your website and I was checking out the workshops that you have coming up. Are you going to be discussing any of this on the radio show?
Yes, absolutely. Journey to Evolution. See, everything is kind of tied together. It's the forthcoming book, tied into the subject matter that we cover on the radio show and the workshops. Obviously, the workshop is going to be more in detail and
right.
Going to be more experiential for you to really just roll up your sleeves and get down to it, into it. The radio show, it's, you know, obviously information will be provided, but the workshops are more intensive.
Well, you really struck a chord with me today about the getting knowledge or receiving the knowledge of how to reintroduce the 12 strands of DNA. And, man, I have really been kind of keying in on that. I came across another website, and for the life of me, I can't find it again, but it dealt with how to invoke it.
Yeah.
Is there a specific process for this? Because I'm feeling this download information. Oh, my gosh. When you said download, I'm like, yo-ho, ringing in the ears.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Constant ringing in the ears, and at times I go nuts. I've even got teeth that are cracking now.
You have what that are cracking?
My teeth.
Yes.
I've always had good teeth. And they're starting to crack and split, and I've got to have one extracted, but I just feel that there's something more going on inside of me, and I really don't have the grasp of it.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. I mean, first of all, the fact that that you're experiencing that and that you're wanting that information, again,
yeah.
There's no accidents. People will stumble upon what is going to assist them in whatever their soul needs to make that step of evolution. In your case, you're interested in regard to the 12 layers of DNA. I'm passionate about that. It is the driving force of what my work is right now. And I intend to go around the world assisting people just like you and just like me who are wanting to be the highest version of ourselves. And an aspect of that is activating and rebundling the original 12 layers of DNA. I would love to be graced by your presence at one of my workshops. I would love to explore that with you and assist you in doing that.
Oh, man, that would be great if you make it to Florida or any place close. Man, I'd sure like to attend this.
Well, here's the thing. Leave your information with the great guys here at the radio station, and we'll correspond, and we'll see what we can do to possibly bring the workshop to Florida.
I'll tell you what, I've got your web address right here. I'm going to send you my name, my address, and I'm going to send you a link to my YouTube address, because I think that will kind of put things in perspective of where I'm coming from and identify where I've been as a kid. And my name is Dale. And from Florida, and I'll put that in the email so you can recognize it.
Beautiful, Dale. Thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate your interest.
Great. All right. You have a good evening.
You too. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, you know, there's so many people. I mean, even, quote, straight-laced people, conservative people that maybe 5 years ago wouldn't even dream about even entertaining subject matter like this. You know, now things are different, you know, because what's written in the soul comes alive when it's time to come alive. It's all programmed for particular phases, specific times in life when really what you're here to experience is activated. And, you know, 2012 is just a few years away, so rather than doom and gloom, my message is a passionate one of a bright and beautiful, filled with love, free from emotional addictions and emotional patterns, and an era where we truly get to interact with ourselves in love, and a byproduct of that is interacting with everyone else in every form of life with the love and respect that it was created to be and to have. And I'm just so honored and so excited to have this platform to share with you and to be a part of my own evolution, to share my journey with you, and to assist and be a part of yours in whatever way that I'm honored to do so. So any questions you may have, please feel free. I'm on Facebook, Tambourine Borelli, Evolution 12, Evolution 12. Evolution 12 is the group name. And the website is tambourineborelli.com. And registration for upcoming workshops you can find there on the first page. And any other questions you may have in regard to any of this subject matter, please feel free to email me at evolution@tamborineborelli.com. TamborineBorelli. And we have maybe a couple minutes more. Catherine, is there anything else that you think we should cover? She has her notes.
Yeah, but what's on the paper?
Probably subject matter that would take too long to go into, eh? Yeah, that would probably, that's for next show. So again, I'll just say one more word in regard to the workshops. 2012 Journey to Evolution, Level 1 and 2, March 26th through 28th. It's here in Yelm, Washington, and it's dealing with forgiving disowned parts of ourselves mirrored within the people we judge in our lives, how to recognize and dissolve emotional patterns, understanding the power of self-awareness and its connection to self-love, exploring the roots of unworthiness and changing the program, learning tools to reprogram limiting beliefs and taking responsibility for our reality, evolving our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies with the evolution frequency. The workshop level 3 is April 3rd and 4th, again here in Yelm, Washington, and we're going to delve into multidimensional selves, parallel timelines, the electron and the quantum moment, the evolution of our DNA, understanding the meaning of God is within you, and how we can choose which version of 2012 we experience instead of being a victim of it. If you would like to bring this workshop to your town, to your city, or to your country, we are always open to expanding because we are passionate about bringing this message of a 2012 that's bright and beautiful and filled with love and has nothing to do with doomsday, death, and destruction. That's on another channel. We will be here next week again, Saturday, at 10 o'clock, and it's quite possible soon we'll be airing Friday and Saturday. We're working on that. But please tune in again next week, and if you have any questions, please feel free to email or to call in, and we'll be available for you. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you, seeing you, and connecting with you. Signing off, Catherine. Thank you.
Good night, good night.
Good night. And good luck. Thank you.